弟兄姐妹早上平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们是的，我们感谢神的恩典，所以早晨我们还能够聚集在他面前。
Truly, this morning we thank him for his grace so that we can still come and gather before him.
我相信恩典是我们每个蒙恩基督徒都有所认识。
And I believe every Christians who are saved by him knows his grace.
但也是我们认识不够清楚。
But also it's something that we don't know fully.
在过去我们刚刚过完感恩节。
And we just finished Thanksgiving last week.
相信我们许多人在神面前都有许多的感恩。
And I believe many of us have many Thanksgiving before the Lord.
就连今天在我们中间的高中生们，相信在他们的聚集当中也向神有许多的感恩。
Even the high schoolers among us, I trust that they had a lot of sharings of thanksgiving in their gatherings.
的确，在我们蒙恩的生活当中，有许多的事是我们应当向神献上感恩的。
Indeed, as we live this Christian life, there are many things that we ought to give thanks for.
然而，早晨我愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来更深的来认识神的恩典。
But this morning, we want to spend more time to come to know God's grace even more.
因为时间过得很快。2015年又快过完了。
Because time truly flies by very fast. 2015 is already almost over.
当我们一同来回想过去的这一年，
As we look back to see the entire year,
我们不由得要想起诗人所说的。
And we can't help but to remember the poet that said,
就是你以连恩典为我们连岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴满了脂油。
You have crowned our years with grace, and all our path drips with fatness.
让我们一同来读几处神的话语。
Let us begin by reading a few scriptures.
请我们翻到新约圣经的以弗所书。
First of all, in the New Testament book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
我们读第八节。
Verse 8.
这是我们都应该都熟悉的经文。
And it should be a scripture that we're familiar with.
以弗所书第二章第八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one can boast.
好，我们要再翻到约翰福音。
And then turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章，我们先读第一节。
We'll read verse 1 first.
约翰福音第一章第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
我们要再读第十四节。
Then verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们再读第十六节。
Then verse 16.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
再翻到加拉太书。
We'll turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书第二章第二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians 2:20 I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我们最后一处要读的是《哥林多后书》。
Lastly, in 2 Corinthians,
我们要读第十二章。
Chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章，我们要读第八和第九两节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, 8 and 9.
哥林多后书第十二章第八节，为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟我。
Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that he might leave me, and he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. So more gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
好了，我们一起低头有一个祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
主，我们感谢你全丰全足的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your all-sufficient grace.
主，是你的恩典救了我们。
It is your grace that saved us.
也是你的恩典保守我们直到如今。
It is also your grace that kept us until now.
主，你还要在恩典里头来预备我们。
We know in grace you will also prepare us.
来迎接你的回来。
So that we can welcome your coming again.
主，愿早晨你的恩典再来充满在我们中间。
May you fill our midst with your grace this morning.
主，叫我们说的、翻的、听的都在你的恩典里头。
The speaker to the translator to everyone hears, we will be in your grace.
主，好叫你借着恩典在我们身上成就你自己所喜悦的旨意。
By grace, you can accomplish the good purpose that delights you.
主，你知道我们需要你。
Lord, you know that we need you.
我们也深信你必与我们同在。
And we trust that you will be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.在我感恩聚会当中所参加的感恩聚会里头，听到弟兄姐妹们一些的感恩分享。
So in the Thanksgiving gathering that I attended, I heard some sharings from my brothers and sisters.
其中包括有弟兄为自己父亲的救恩感谢神。
And there was a brother who thanked the Lord for the salvation of his father.
也有姐妹为着在过去一年当中。在灵里面得着的开启，感谢神。
And a sister thanked the Lord for the revelation she had received in her spirit.
也有弟兄为着新工作而感谢神。
And there was a brother who gave thanks for the new job that he had.
也有姐妹为着因着难处而认识了主，感谢神。
And there was a sister who thanked the Lord because of her difficulties and her afflictions.
当然还有许多弟兄姐妹，他们在经过神的带领和保守。过去的一年当中也向神献上感谢。
And there were also brothers and sisters who gave thanks to the Lord because the Lord has kept them in the past.
我相信我们高中生也会为着我们在过去的一年当中能够成绩能够好能够拿 A 感谢神。
And I think our high schoolers will also thank the Lord for getting A's in the past year.
我们未必也感谢神。
Or even give thanks for a B.
重要是我当我们经历了神的恩典之后，我们向神的恩典应当是有一个反应。
The most importantly is that once we have experienced the grace of God, there should be a response and a reaction to it.
我们的神是恩典的神。
Our God is a God of grace.
恩典是我们神本性里面一个重要的性情。
And grace is a very important character of God.
恩典也是我们神做工的法则。
And grace is also the principle of His work.
所以我们看见神不仅将救恩赐给我们。
Not only God has given us His salvation.
他还要用他的恩典来制作我们。
But He will also make us and mold us by His grace.
他在他恩典里面来保守我们。
He keeps us in His grace.
直到他的心意能够成就在我们身上。
Until His purpose can be accomplished in us.
所以我们看见今天神在借着恩典在我们身上所要做的。
So we see all that the Lord is doing in us through His grace.
第一，他乃是先将恩典赐给我们。
First of all, He gives us His grace.
就是借着他的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
That is through His Son Jesus Christ.
然后他要借着这个恩典在我们身上来组织这个恩典的性情，在我们成为我们的性格。
And secondly, through this grace, He's building up the character of grace in us.
然后第三，他要借着我们的生活，将这个恩典能够流露，能够彰显出来。
And thirdly, through our life, he wants our life to express his grace.
这就是我早晨与弟兄姐妹交通的一个负担，就是恩上加恩。
That is my burden to share this morning. That is grace upon grace.
在以弗所书第二章的经文里头，保罗告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩。
In Ephesians chapter 2, Paul tells us we are saved by grace.
刚刚弟兄已经告诉我们，这个恩典不是我们配得的。
And our brother already shared with us this grace. We did not deserve it.
这个恩典也不是出于我们自己。
It's not from ourselves.
也不是因着我们的行为。
And it's not a result of our works.
这乃是因着那赐恩典的神。
It is all because of the God who gave grace.
神乐意将他的恩典赐给那一切相信的人。
And he was pleased to give grace to all those who believe.
这恩典是白白的恩典。
And it is a free grace.
这恩典是没有分别的。
And there is no distinction.
不管是犹太人。
Whether Jews
或是外邦人
or Gentiles,
不管是中国人或是美国人
whether Chinese or Americans,
不管是什么样的人神都乐意将这样的恩典来赐给他们
No matter what type of people you are, God is pleased to give you His grace.
在创世纪第一章我们看见起初人受造的时候神就将这恩典的法则、啊、显明在我们面前
Even from the very beginning,In Genesis chapter 1, we see that his work is full of grace.
我们知道在人还没有受造之前
We know even before the creation of man,
神借着五天的时间就将万物都造好了
The Lord spent 5 days to create all things.
然后在第六天神才用尘土造了人
And on the 6th day, he created man out of dust.
所以我们知道当人受造在世上的第一天
So we know on the very first day when man was
人就是在生活在神所预备好的丰满的恩典里头。
He's already placed in the fullness of God's grace that God has already prepared.
其实就着我们的肉身生命来说也是如此。
In terms of our life on the earth, it is the
same 当我们来到世上的第一天
On the first day that we came into this world,
我们就是在享受恩典。
We have already been enjoying His grace.
没有一件事情是我们自己所配得的。
There's nothing that we have done that we deserved it.
没有什么是靠我们自己努力而得来的。
There's nothing that we have gained or earned from our effort.
全都是恩典。
All it is by His grace.
所以恩典是神做工的法则。
So this is the principle of God's work.
所以我们看见神不仅在造人的时候，他为人预备了一切的恩典。
So not only through His creation, He has prepared all the grace for man.
我们看见当始祖亚当夏娃犯罪堕落之后
，But even after the fall of man, from Adam and Eve,
神也是一直用。他恩典的法则来恢复他的心意。
The Lord is also using the principle of grace to restore His purpose of creation.
我们看见神就用动物的皮为堕落的人预备了衣服。
We see that it was the Lord who prepared a covering for man through the skin of an animal.
来遮盖他们的羞耻。
That they can be covered, their shame can be covered.
所以我们看见人类历史一路走来满了神的恩典。
So we see throughout human history,God has covered us with His grace.
我们也从旧约的历史里面看见神是如何用他的恩典来恢复他在人身上的心意。
In the Old Testament, we have seen how the Lord is restoring His purpose in man by His grace.
到了日期满足的时候
until the fullness of time,
神就差遣他的独生爱子来到世上。
God sent His only beloved Son.
就如约翰福音第一章十四节所说的
，Just like John said in chapter 1 verse 14,
就是道成的肉身。住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
我们知道道就是话。
We know this Word is the Word of God.
这神的话在太初以先就与神同在。
That this Word of God was with God.
而这话
in the very beginning.
就是神自己。
And this Word is God Himself.
就是在三一神位格当中的那位子神。
The Trinity God, this is the Son of God.
也就是成了肉身的我主耶稣基督。
Which is also the Word who that came flesh, became our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见当神在肉身显现的时候
So when the Lord was manifested in the flesh,
就是主神将主耶稣赐给了我们。
Then we see how God has given His Son Jesus to us.
当他来到世上的时候
When He came to the earth,
他就把神丰满的恩典带到世人中间
He brought the fullness of God's grace to the earth.
叫人能够认识这个恩典
So that man can know this grace.
叫人能够接触这个恩典
That we can touch the grace.
叫人能够得着这个恩典
That we can receive the grace.
能够享受这个恩典
And enjoy it.
所以我们看见当主在地上的日子里
So as we see how the Lord, when He lived on the earth,
他就吸引了许多的罪人和税吏来到他的面前
He drew many sinners and tax collectors unto Himself.
兄弟姐妹，这就是恩典的吸引
And that is the attraction of grace.
当主在地上生活的时候
When the Lord was living on the earth,
恩典就从他身上流露出来
Grace was outflowing from him.
所以 人就被吸引到他的面前。
So man was attracted.
这就是神他恩典的法则。
And that is the principle of his work, that is by his grace.
所以换句话说，我们主自己就是恩典的本身。
In another word, Christ himself, our Lord, is grace.
主自己也就是真理。
He himself is truth.
在约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们。
And John 3:16 tells us,
他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That God so loved the world that even gave the world his only beloved son.
所以今天神把他丰满的恩典赐给人的时候，
And as God gave his fullness of grace to man,
他乃是在他儿子里面把丰满的恩典一次的完全的赐给了人。
It is that he has placed all his grace in his son and gave his son to the world once and for all.
叫我们因着相信接受主耶稣，
so by faith and accepting in the Lord Jesus,
我们就得着了神一切的恩典，
then we can receive all the grace of God.
我们就得着神所有恩典的供应，
and we can receive all the supply from the grace of God.
这就是神今天在我们身上那恩典工作的起头，
and that is the beginning of God's work by His grace.
他乃是一次把他所有的恩典借着他的儿子赐给了我们。
That once for all, he will give us all his grace in his son.
我们知道这个恩典不是我们所配得的。
And we know this grace, it is not something that we have deserved.
不是我们自己努力而得来的。
It's not something that we have earned by our works.
也不是因为我们行为好，所以神把这样的恩典赐给我们。
It is not because we have good deeds, that's why the Lord rewarded us with grace.
我们看见这是神白白的恩典。
But it is a free grace.
是因着神没有条件的爱。
It is by His unconditional love.
他把这样一个白白的恩典赐给所有相信的人。
He freely gives the grace to all who believe.
所以我们看见这是神借着他儿子我主耶稣基督在恩典中所做的事。
And we see this is the work of God that He done in Jesus Christ through grace.
那当我们得着这样的恩典以后，
And but when we receive this grace,
我们的反应是如何呢？
What is our reaction?
我们知道当恩典进到一个人的心里面的时候，
We know when grace enters into the heart of man,
这个人对恩典应当是有一个反应的。
The heart, this man should have a reaction and a response.
就你们就好像说今天有一个人来对你说啊，我爱你。
Just like if someone comes to you today, say I love you.
你会不会有反应呢？
Is there a response in your
heart? 或者你年纪还太小哈，
Or perhaps you're too young,
太多的反应。
Maybe you don't have a lot of response.Reaction, yeah.
但是当你听到有一个人向你表达这样一个爱的时候，你心里面会有一个反应的。
But if someone comes and tell you that they love you, then there is a reaction in your heart.
当然，如果你到适婚年龄，有这样一个人向你表达爱意的时候
，And of course, when you're in the age of marriage, if someone tells their love to you,
你也觉得非常的合适。
And perhaps you feel it's suitable.
那你的反应就会说，那我也爱你。
Then you will react to say, I also love you.
那你们。很可能就进入那个婚姻的里头。
Then perhaps you will enter into marriage.
弟兄姐妹，当恩典临到我们的时候，
But when grace enters into us,
我们对恩典应当有一个反应。
We ought to have a reaction to grace.
所以我们的反应应当是什么呢？
What should our reaction be?
当然很自然，我们就想到，那我们应当要传福音。
Of course, naturally we think, oh, we need to share the gospel.
当然，我们应当领受恩典之后，我们应当把这个恩典传给更多的人。
Of course, it is natural when we receive this grace, we want to share this grace to more people.
我们的确都欠了福音的债。
And we truly have owed the debt.
因为我们刚刚已经说过，我们得着这恩典是白白的。
Because we have already said that this grace came upon us free.
主的话说，我们白白的得着，也应当白白的给出去。
The Lord says, freely you receive and freely you should give.
所以我们的确我们得着因着福音得着恩典以后，我们应当来传扬这个福音。
Truly by grace when we receive the gospel we should also share the gospel.
但问题是我们怎么样子把这样的恩典能够传给别人呢？
The question is how can we share this grace to other people?
我就想到我自己刚刚蒙恩刚刚遇见得着恩典的时候的一个反应。
So I remember when I was first a believer, when I was first savedMy reaction to the gospel.
这个恩典进到我里头去，在我的心里面实在是火热。
I remember how the grace entered into me and caused me to be very zealous.
真的是无论得时不得时啊，总是传福音。
In season and out of season, I always wanted to share the gospel.
在学校里面来把这个恩典告诉 在 上课的学生。
In my school, I wanted to share this grace to all the students.
后来上班以后，在办公室里也要跟同事来传扬这个恩典。
Later on, I came to work and I wanted to share this grace to my coworkers.
在公车上也传福音。
On the bus, I wanted to share the gospel.
去市场买菜也找人传福音。
In supermarkets, I try to find people that I can talk to about the gospel.
就是。甚至到个地步，也到中国城附近的公寓里头去挨家挨户敲门来传扬这个福音。
Even to a point, I would go to this apartments around Chinatown and knock on every door to share the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，当恩典临到我们的时候，我们对恩典应当有一个反应。
And that there should be a reaction when the grace has entered into you.
如果我们真的享受了这个恩典
，If we have truly enjoyed this grace,
我们实在应当把这个恩典。来传给别人。
And we also ought to share this grace to others.
可能盼望在我们中间那个年轻的弟兄姐妹，或是刚蒙恩的弟兄姐妹，我们对恩典都能够有一个反应。
And I hope all the young people among us, and also the new believers, should have this zealous reaction to the grace.
因为这是恩典在我们身上所开始的一个起头。
Because this is the beginning of the work of grace in our lives.
然后我们看见神在我们身上还要借着恩典来制作我们。
But also through grace, the Lord is building us up.
就是叫恩典能够在我们这个人身上能够恩上加恩。
So that grace can be built upon grace.
就神的恩典在我们里面，它能够继续的增长。
That this grace can increase within us.
增长的目的，好叫我们这个人能够成为一个流露恩典的人。
And the purpose of this increase is so that we can be a person that overflows, that outflows grace.
所以约翰福音一章十六节告诉我们，从他丰满的恩典里头，我们都领受了，而且是恩上加恩。
So John says, we have all received from his fullness, even grace upon grace.
所以我们看见今天神在我们身上，就仍然要借着他的恩典来制作我们。
So we see today the Lord is making us and building us by his grace.
借着在我们里面基督生命的这个恩典呢，来把组织在我们的生命里头。
And through the grace that's dwelling within us, He's building us up.
叫这个恩典也能够成为我们的性格。
So the grace can also become our character.
所以借着我们的生活，就把这个恩典自然的就流露出来。
So that our life can naturally and spontaneously manifest grace.
那我们怎么样子能够叫这个恩典能够组织在我们里面呢
？So how can grace be built up within us?
这完全是圣灵借着十字架的工作。
It is all the work of the Holy Spirit through the cross.
因为我们知道我们这个天然的生命里头是没有这个恩典的。
Because we know our natural life has no grace within it.
为什么我这么说呢
？Why do I say this?
我举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
就像我们做父母亲的。
Just like our parents.
我们发现啊，我们应当里面啊也有一些天然的恩典。
We have some natural grace, so to speak.
当我们小孩刚出生的时候
when our children was just born,
我想我们父母亲为了这个孩子啊，真的付出了许多的心血和代价。
And I know every parent would have paid a great price and a lot of effort to raise up this child.
累个半死，可能晚上也还不一定能够好好的睡觉。
And you could be tired all the way till evening and you could not have a good night's sleep.
所以我们看到父母亲在养育儿女的时候，在那里不断的付出。
And we see how parents in raising up children, they are just giving and giving.
好像就是把白白的恩典赐给我们的孩子。
In a way that they are giving this free grace unto their children.
但是我们这个恩典，父母亲天然这个恩典里面，它是像神的恩典一样，是没有分别的吗
？But is the grace of the parents the same way as the grace of God, which is without discrimination?
Different.
Favoritism.
我们看见当孩子慢慢长大以后，哈，家里面如果有几个孩子。
So for the family that have more than one children or a few children,
你就发现我们父母亲对着不同孩子的这个恩典啊，就不太一样了。
And you see the grace of the parents towards different child are different.
所以我们看见我们天然人的生命里面的这个恩典呢，和神的恩典是不一样的。
So we see our natural grace is very different from the grace of God.
所以我们需要神在我们身上借着恩典来制作我们。
So we need God to make us and build us in His grace.
当十字架在我们身上把我们天然的生命除去一点
，As the cross removes a little bit of our natural self，
圣灵就能够将 这神的恩典能够更多的组织在我们生命的里头。
Then a little more grace can enter into us and be built up within us.
就是我们这段日子里面，我们常常提到，在神家里头，我们同为肢体的，应当彼此相爱。
And recently we've been talking about within the house of God, as members of the same body, we ought to love one another.
我们在头脑里头，我们都同意，我们也都认为我们应当如此行。
In our head, we agree and we recognize that yes, we should do.
但是当我们真的要彼此相爱的时候
，But when we truly try to practice loving one another,
我们就发现我们天然人里面的恩典是不一样的。
And we realize the grace within our natural self is very different.
可能对有的弟兄姐妹，我们能够像主那样子来爱他。
Perhaps it's easy for us to love some brother like God loves them.
但有些时候，有的弟兄姐妹，我们就发现我们就没有办法。能够那样子来爱他。
But we realize there are also other brothers and sisters that we just cannot love so much.
我们就发现到在我们天然生命的恩典里面，它是有分别的。
And we realize the grace within our natural self has favoritism.
今天我们如何能够照着主的命令，我们能够彼此相爱，就像他爱我们一样呢
？So how can we love one another as he has commanded us, as he has loved us?
我们需要主把更多他的恩典。组织在我们生命的里头。
We need God's grace to be built up within us.
只有主能够，主的爱能够叫我们彼此相爱，是没有分别的。
And only through Him we can love each other without favoritism.
我们不单是爱那可爱的。
Not only we can love those who are lovable.
我们就连不可爱的，我们天然人觉得不可爱的，我们也能够爱。
Even those who our natural self think is unlovable.
弟兄姐妹，这不是靠我们自己。
It is not by ourselves.
这也不是靠着我们的行为和努力。
It is not by our effort or by our work.
只有当神恩典在我们里面组织起来。
It is only when the grace of God is arranged within us.
这个恩典能够叫我们去爱那我们认为不可爱的人。
And it is this grace that calls us to love those who we think is unlovable.
就让我们看见今天。神在我们身上那恩典的制作。
So we see this building work of God.
它最大的难处就是我们的肉体。
The most difficult obstacle we have is our own self.
我们常常不够认识我们的天然的肉体。
So often we don't know our flesh.
我们常常还是想要靠着自己的努力来成就神的心意。
And we want to try very hard with our natural effort to accomplish the will of God.
就好像我们在为着礼拜五查经聚会的预备当中
，For example, as we prepare for Bible study every Friday night,
我们常常不知不觉的，我们也是靠着自己在那里来做预备。
And consciously, very often we use our own effort to try to prepare for Bible study.
当然，我们知道我们为着礼拜五查经，我们要有一些的预备。
And of course, we it's good that we know that we should prepare for Bible study.
但我们如何来预备来参加周五查经的分享和交通呢
？How do we prepare our sharings and our study on Friday?
有些时候不知不觉，我们就会依靠我们自己。
Sometimes unknowingly, we will start using our own flesh.
我们可能现在这个上网很方便。
Perhaps now, going on the internet is very convenient.
我们就上网这个搜寻一下。
So we'll go on a Google search.
哇，我们就看到说这张关于这张圣经的网上的资料多得不得了。
And suddenly we'll find out all different commentaries and resources we can find online about this particular scripture.
你可能不用花一个小时啊，就把这张圣经的这个解释啊、讲解可以准备的非常的丰富。
Maybe in even less than an hour, you can find a full comprehensive analysis of the scripture.
哎呀，那我们就照着这个来准备。
And then you prepare your sharings accordingly.
到礼拜五查经的时候。
And when it comes to Bible study on Friday night.
哎呀，我们就把我们所准备的分享出来。
And you share with everything that you have prepared.
哎，讲得头头是道。
And you have a good research and you can share very well.
听得猛点头。
And all the brothers and sisters can just not.
可能弟兄姐妹之后还要来夸夸你说，哎呀。你那分享的真好。
Maybe even brothers and sisters will come up to you afterward and say, "Well, that was a lot of knowledge, a lot of very good sharing."
如果我们是这样来预备聚会的交通和服饰的话
，But we prepare for Bible study in such a way.
弟兄们，恩典怎么能够在我们里面来增长呢
？How can grace increase within us?
恩典没有增长，反而叫我们自己增长了。
And grace didn't increase, rather ourself boasted up.
叫我们自己好像可以自大自夸。
And so that we became puffed up and we start boasting on ourselves.
今天如何让恩典在我们里头能够增长呢
？How can grace increase within us?
当我们想到周五我们要来参加查经聚会
When we remember that we need to prepare for Bible study
我们每一个人都应当有所预备
We all ought to prepare ourselves
那我们怎么预备呢
But how do we prepare?
我们就来到主的面前
We need to come before the Lord
最起码的我们能够把这章我们要读的圣经能够读个几遍
In the very least, we should read the scripture a few times
那读了以后怎么办呢
And after we read the scriptures through
我们在主的面前能够好好的祷告。
We need to come before the Lord in prayers.
我们不依靠自己。
Not to rely on our own understanding.
我们来祷告，求圣灵在里头来开启我们。
But I pray the Holy Spirit can reveal Himself within.
这可能是一个比较缓慢的过程。
It very likely will be a very slow process.
但是这却是一个恩典在我们里面制作的过程。
But it is a process where grace can build us up.
因为当圣灵在里头开启我们一点的时候
Because even when the Holy Spirit reveals himself a little bit,
或许那个亮光只是一点点
that you might receive just a little light.
但那却是恩典。
But that is a light from grace.
当我们能够把这一点的得着在聚会当中分享出来的时候
And then when you can share such light in the fellow,
弟兄姐妹，那个是恩典。
And you know you will share grace.
虽然是一点点，却能够叫弟兄姐妹得着帮助，得着供应。
Even though it's very little and very few, but you can supply brothers and sisters greatly.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的生活当中也是如此。
And it is the same way in our daily lives.
很多时候，我们就靠着天然自己的能力，我们就说话行事。
So often we use our own strength and our own understanding to speak, to work.
或许我们也能够解决不少的问题。
And yes, sometimes we can solve many problems.
然而我们却失去了恩典在我们里头那组织的那个机会。
But then you will lose an opportunity for grace to work in you.
有时候神量一个难处给我们。
God has given measured out a.
很多时候我们用了许多的人的方法和努力在那里要解决这个问题。
And sometimes we use our own human method to resolve the problem.
若是主的怜悯，我们没有能够解决，那是真的是主的怜悯。
And if sometimes we cannot resolve it, then it's truly by God's mercy that we fail to resolve.
如果我们靠着自己把问题就解决了
，if it's we can solve the problem by ourselves，
弟兄姐妹，我们又失去了恩典的机会。
Then we would lose an opportunity for grace.
然而感谢神，他在我们生活当中，他会量给我们一些的。特别的难处。
And the Lord, we thank the Lord that sometimes He measures out special difficulties and afflictions for our lives.
是叫我们不能够再靠自己。
So that we can no longer rely on ourselves.
是叫我们因着这个难处走到了尽头。
So that we can come to the end of ourselves.
然后才来到神的面前。
Then we will come before God.
我们来依靠他。
And to trust on Him.
我们来寻求他。
And to seek after Him.
这就成为神在我们身上恩典制作的一个机会。
And that become an opportunity that grace can work in us.
最近我们知道有几位一些的弟兄姐妹们因着在石油公司工作失去了这个工作。
Recently, we know quite a few brothers and sisters that lost their job in the oil and gas field.
那我们知道这对弟兄姐妹来说是一件比较难的事。
And we know to brothers and sisters, this is a very difficult matter.
因为这些弟兄姐妹在石油行业都已经做了许多年
Some brothers and sisters have worked for many years in the oil and gas industry.
他们的经验和专长都在这个石油领域里头
And their expertise is within the oil and gas field.
所以要转行到别的产业里头也不是一件容易的事情
And it's not an easy matter to be transferred into a different industry.
这时候怎么办呢
So what should we do?
当然如果按照我们天然人我们是可以赶快把履历表发到许多许多公司里头去
And of course in our natural self we can send out our resume to many many different companies
我们也可以去找许多我们从前所认识的在石油产业工作的一些人来这个联络联络
Also we can find our old network that we have the different contacts we have in different fields and different companies and try to contact them
但是我们感谢神有几位弟兄姐妹他们愿意在这个难处当中他们来寻求神
But I thank the Lord in our midst there are a few brothers and sisters who are willing to seek after the Lord in their difficulty
他们愿意来经历神在这个难处中的恩典
And in this difficulty they want to experience the grace of God
所以他们在周三的早晨就聚在一起来读主的话语
So they start to gather together on Wednesday mornings to seek after the Lord and read His words
能够借着一些主教育主话语的交通分享来彼此的激励
through fellowship and sharing in the word of God they comfort and encourage one another.
虽然生活当中所面临的困难是不容易的。
Even the difficulty they're facing is it is indeed difficult.
将来的工作机会似乎也是遥遥无期。
And they don't know when they will find another job.
然而这却是成为我们弟兄姐妹在困难环境中经历主恩典的机会。
But this circumstance became an opportunity for them to experience God and to experience His grace.
也叫神借着这些的难处，能够有机会在弟兄姐妹们身上来把恩典更多的制作在他们的生命里头。
And also through this difficult time, the Lord had an opportunity to build up more grace within their lives.
弟兄姐妹，这就成为一个恩典增长的一个机会。
And this became an opportunity for grace to increase.
所以我们看见今天神在我们身上，他借着恩典来制作我们。
So we see today He's making and building and working in us by His grace.
让他恩典的性情越发的能够成型在我们的身上。
So that His character of grace can be built up within us.
好叫我们能够成为一个恩典流通的管道。
And so that we can also become a channel that expresses grace.
也能够成为一个恩典供应的器皿。
We can become a vessel that supplies grace.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们所处这个世代
in this world, in the society that we live in,
是一个艰难的时代。
It is a very difficult time.
我们看见许多不法的事情。
We see lawlessness increase.
今天世人所需要的是神的恩典。
And what we need for the world is the grace of God.
我们看见今天神在我们身上这样来制作我们。
As we see how the Lord is making and working within us,
乃是要借着我们能够成为他那恩典和真理的一个彰显。
It is so that we can become an expression and an outward manifestation of His grace.
我们看见当主第一次来到世上的时候
，We see how the Lord first came to the earth.
他得着一个肉身，就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
He received a fleshly body that is Jesus the Nazarene.
他借着那样一个器皿呢，把神丰满的恩典和真理彰显出来。
And He used His body as a vessel to express fully the grace of God.
今天我们知道主已经从死里复活。
And we know today He has risen from the dead.
他已经得着荣耀升天，坐在父神宝座的右边。
He has received glory, ascended to the heavens, seated at the right hand of the Father.
今天世人如何能够看见，如何能够摸着这充满的恩典和真理呢？
So how can the world any more touch and see and hear about the truth of grace?
乃是借着他的身体。
It is through the body of Christ.
就是教会。
Church.
今天神的教会在地上的一个很重要的使命，就是要将这丰丰满满的恩典和真理给彰显出来。
The most important mission that the Lord has commissioned His church is so that we can express the grace of God.
所以为了这个缘故，神他量一些的难处给他所爱的教会。
And because of that, He measures up difficulties for the church that He loves.
或许在我们不同人，在我们基督身体里同为肢体的弟兄姐妹们的生活当中，神量给我们有不同的艰难。
In different members of the body, the Lord measures out different difficulties and different afflictions.
而这些借着这些的艰难呢，神就是要把他的恩典更多的制作在我们身上。
And through these sufferings, the Lord can can build up His grace within us.
同时借着这些艰难呢，也能够叫神的恩典能够从我们身上能够流露出来。
And also through these sufferings, we can express the grace of God.
在哥林多后书保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候，他就说到这件事。
When Paul was writing his letter to the church of Corinth,
在保罗身上有一根刺。
He talked about this thorn on his flesh.
虽然我们不知道这根刺是什么。
And we don't know exactly what this thorn is.
但是我们知道保罗身上这根刺叫他非常的受苦。
And we know he suffered greatly because of it.
而且是长久的受苦。
And he suffered consistently.
而保罗呢，也为了这个难处呢，在神面前三次祷告。
And because of this difficulty, he prayed before the Lord three times.
对保罗而言，他何等盼望神能够答应他的祷告，把他身上这根刺给挪去。
And for him, he truly desired that the Lord can remove this difficulty from him.
然后我们看见神却开启了他，叫他认识一件事情。
But the Lord has revealed it to him so that he can understand this.
就是主对他说，我的恩典是够你用的。
That the Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在人的软弱上要显得完全。
And my power will be perfected in your weakness.
弟兄姐妹，今天神也在我们生活当中也给我们量了一些的 环境。
Therefore, the Lord also measures out different environments in our lives.
一些的艰难。
Some difficulties and suffering.
可能是我们身体上的。
Perhaps it's in our body.
可能是我们在人的关系上面。
Perhaps it's among a relationship with other people.
也可能在我们工作上面。
Or perhaps it's difficulty in our job.
这些的难处都叫我们非常的受苦。
And all these difficulties make us suffer quite a bit.
我们很自然的也会像保罗一样的反应。
And naturally, we'll have the same reaction as Paul.
我们何等盼望神能够把我们这个难处给挪开。
We desire the Lord to remove us from such sufferings.
来，弟兄姐妹，我们需要明白这件事情。
But we also need to understand.
就是当神把难处量给我们的时候。
That when the Lord measures out different sufferings for us.
他是有一个美好的心意。
He has a good purpose.
因为他要借着这样的难处。
Because through these difficulties,
叫我们来认识他的恩典。
We can come to know His grace.
叫他的恩典能够制作在我们身上。
That His grace can be built up within us.
叫他的恩典能够从我们身上给流露出来。
Even to a point that His grace can be expressed to us.
成为别人的供应。
That we can become a supply of grace to others.
当我想到这个恩典的流露的见证。
When I think of the testimony of the expression of grace.
我就想到了暗示之后蔡淑娟姐妹的见证。
I remember this sister who people nicknamed her as the queen of the dark room, dark chambers.
相信有些弟兄姐妹可能读过姐妹的见证。
And I think some of you have read her testimony.
我们蔡淑娟姐妹她是出生在一个官宦之家。
She was born in a official's.Household.
她家庭是非常富裕的。
She was born in a very wealthy family.
当然在那个在清满清的时候呢，他们也因着这个世界的影响，也过着一个比较荒诞的生活。
And she was living in the towards the end of the Qing Dynasty, and during that environment, the whole family was living in a lot of corruption.
她也曾经在这个精神的寄托上面。来寻找一些偶像作为依靠。
And she even sought after different idols to trust her soul upon.
然而感谢神的怜悯，有一天她蒙恩得救了。
But we thank the Lord by His mercy. One day, she was saved.
在她一生当中经历过许多的患难。
And so she went through many different sufferings.
其中一个就是她身体上面的一个疾病。
One of it is that she was felt ill in her bodily health.
她在得着了一个奇怪的一个疾病，就叫她呢不能见光。
She had this very strange disease that she cannot see light.
就当她见光的时候，她全身从骨头到全身上下都会痛的痛苦不堪。
That whenever she's exposed to daylight, she will be in great pain from her skin all the way to her bone.
所以她只能待在一个没有光的暗室的里面。
So she has to be confined to a dark room.
这是为什么她有一个这样的一个别号叫做暗室之后。
And that's why people gave her this nickname that she's the queen of a dark chamber.
当她病入膏肓的时候。
When she was greatly ill.
就连医生们也都觉得她活不过三天。
Even the doctor thought that she could not live more than 3 days.
然而在异象当中，主向她显现。
But somehow in the vision, the Lord revealed himself to her.
主让她明白，她所因着这疾病所受的苦，乃是为了来经历认识神的恩典。
In that vision, the Lord told her that the suffering that she is going through is so that she can come to know and understand the grace of God.
所以虽然她后来有大半生很长的时间都只能生活在这样一个黑暗的房间的里头。
Even though for the rest of her life she can only live in a chamber.
在人看来她的余生似乎是没有什么用处，没有什么价值。
And to the eyes of men, people will think that she became useless and that she had no value to the society.
然而神却使用这样一个在难处中一个软弱的器皿。
But the Lord used this weak vessel in great difficulty.
叫他来认识神的恩典。
And she came to know the grace of God.
让神的恩典组织在他的身上。
And the grace of God can also be built up in her life.
让他成为一个能够流露恩典的人。
And she became one who expressed grace.
在很长一段时间，有许多的人到这个他所住的这个暗室里头来看望， 来看望她。
For a long period of time, different people will come to visit her in her dark chamber.
来和她交通的时候。
And to fellowship with her.
他们反而都从她身上领受了恩典。
When they come to comfort her, they were the one that received grace from her.
所以我们看见她就成为神手中一个流露恩典的器皿。
So we see she became a vessel in the hands of God that manifested grace.
她是他们家中第一个。第一位基督徒。
She was the first Christian in her family.
当她出蒙恩的时候，她家人在她家人当中遭遇到许多的反对。
And when she first became a Christian, her entire family was against her.
有人逼迫她。
Some persecuted her.
有人嘲笑她。
Some ridiculed her.
她兄弟姐妹当中，甚至有人将她的圣经给撕破。
Or her siblings, even one of them tore up her Bible.
然而当她后来在生这个严重的疾病的过程当中
But when she felt greatly ill in the whole process
神借着在她身上恩典的制作
Through the grace of God that was working in her life
借着她恩典流露的那个见证
Through the testimony that grace was expressing through her
在她家人当中一个一个的也蒙恩得救
And one by one all her family members were saved
其中有一位是她的六哥
One of it was her sixth brother
就是那位曾经把她圣经撕破的那一位。
And it was that one who tore up her Bible before.
就那位曾经在家人公开面在公开的在家人面前来嘲笑她的那个哥哥。
Was the one who openly ridiculed her in front of the whole family.
当她后来因为关心妹妹去看望她的过程当中。
And because she wanted to visit her sister, in her illness.
她就经历到了从姐妹身上所流出来那个神的恩典和能力。
He was the one who experienced the grace of God and the power of God through her.
有一天，他这个哥哥就把他的家人召聚在一起。
And one day, this brother gathered the whole family together.
他就对他的家人说。
And he declared to the family.
他说：“我从前是逼迫我这个信耶稣的妹妹。
Before I persecuted and mocked my sister who believed in Jesus.
然后今天在看见妹妹这样一个痛苦疾病的过程当中，他所显出来的那个能力。”
But today I have seen the power that came through her in her great difficulty and illness.
他相信这位神。
And he said, I also believe the God that she believes.
他也把他自己的一生也来交托奉献给那位爱他妹妹的主耶稣。
And he also entrusted his whole life to the God who loves his sister.
所以在我们姐妹经过这个疾病的艰难当中
So through this great difficulty from the sister
神的恩典从她身上流露出来
The grace of God was manifested fully through her
她一家大小总共有55个人也都蒙恩得救
Her whole household, 55 in all, were all believed
弟兄姐妹今天在你我的身上在我们生活里头 是否我们也遭遇有类似的情形。
So brothers and sisters, in our lives, do we encounter a similar situation?
我们可能在身体的难处里头。
Perhaps in the bodily health, difficulty.
我们可能在生活当中的一些艰难里面。
Perhaps in different environments in life.
非常可能的，我们处在一个非常艰难不容易的与人的关系当中。
Very likely we are all in some kind of difficult relationship with another person.
经过很长的时间
And even through a very long period of time,
我们也常常向主祷告
And we have been praying to the Lord for a long time
主啊为什么这个难处好像永无止境
Lord, how come this difficulty seems that it has no end
好像这个婆媳的问题好像无路可走
Well, that my relationship with my in-law is coming to an end coming to a dead end
弟兄姐妹，我们的态度是如何呢
？Then what should our attitude be？
我们是不是愿意像蔡淑娟姐妹一样
？Are we willing to be like this sister？
像她所说的一句名言
，Just as she has said this pretty famous quote。
她说：“床榻不是我的监狱。
”She said, "My bed is not my prison."
乃是受训的学校。
But it is a school where I am trained.
圣灵是我的导师。
The Holy Spirit is my teacher.
访客是我的功课。
And every visitor is my lesson.
姐妹，我们看见姐妹她虽然在病床上面。
We see our sister even though she was on her sick bed.
这是一个真实的难处。
It is a true, real difficulty.
这是他每天的难处。
It is a difficulty that she will face every day.
然而他却不让他这个病榻成为一个监狱。
However, she would not allow her sickness to imprison her.
她不是在那里受苦。
She would not be suffering there.
她乃是将她的床榻当作一个学校。
But rather, she treat her sick bed as her school.
她把自己交在圣灵的手中。
She committed herself into the hand of the Holy Spirit.
来学习她所当学的功课。
So that she can be trained and learn the lesson.
弟兄姐妹，今天在神所量给我们的难处里头。
In the difficulties that the Lord has given us.
我们似乎好像也无路可走。
Sometimes we seem like we have come to a dead end.
特别是我们基督徒。
Especially as Christians.
因为我们知道我们每个人的母亲啊都是神所赐给的。
Because we know all of our mothers are God's gift to us.
是不能换的。
We cannot change it.
没有一个人能够换你的母亲。
No one can change your mother.
那我们的妻子呢
?And our wives?
也是神所配合的。
It is also arranged by the Lord.
世人可以换。
To the world, they can divorce and change.
但是我们不能换。
But we cannot.
那当我们的母亲和我们的妻子都是我们所爱最爱的两个人之间有难处的时候。
So when our mothers and our wife, the two person that we love the most, when they have difficulties against each other.
弟兄姐妹，你是觉得弟兄们，你是觉得你是被关在监狱里头吗
？Brothers, do you feel like you have been put in a prison?
你会觉得似乎痛苦不堪，而且无路可走吗
？Do you feel that you're suffering that as if there's a dead end that there's no way out?
弟兄姐妹，我们不是没有指望的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are not hopeless.
今天基督在我们里面，就是我们荣耀的指望。
Christ in us is the hope of glory.
因为基督住在我们里面。
Because Christ dwells within us.
就是恩典在我们里面。
So grace dwells within us.
这恩典就是要来帮助我们。
And this grace is here to help us.
这恩典要来制作我们。
He will make us.
要叫我们能够成为神手中让恩典流露的器皿。
So that we can also be built up to be a vessel that expresses grace.
就像我们姐妹一样。
Just as the sister,
在她的疾病里头
，in her illness,
她的病榻成为她学习的一个环境。
Her illness, her sick bed became an environment of her school of learning. And there she came to know the grace of God.
她来支取神的恩典。
She apportioned the grace of God.
她来享用神的恩典。
She enjoyed the grace of God.
她让恩典在她身上来组织起来。
She allowed the grace of God to arrange her life.
所以当访客来。看望他的时候
，So when every visitor come to visit her，
他能够把神的恩典给流露出来。
She was able to express the grace of God，
把神的恩典给供应给别人。
And also to supply this grace to others。
因为同样的，今天在神量给我们的难处里头
，In the same way, in the difficulty that we are in，
我们是不是也愿意服在神大人的手下
？Are we also willing to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God？
我们来让圣灵来教导我们。
Do we allow the Holy Spirit to teach us?
叫我们来认识神的恩典。
So that we can come to know the grace.
叫我们来经历神的恩典。
To experience the grace of God.
叫我们让神的恩典能够在我们身上能够制作起来。
That the grace of God can be built up within us.
好，叫我们这个人能够慢慢慢慢的能够成为一个恩典流通的器皿。
So that gradually we can be made into a vessel that expresses grace.
姐妹，在以往多少的日子，我们可能都枉费了。
And perhaps we have wasted much time in the past.
可能经过许多的年日，我们好像被关在监狱的里头。
Perhaps we have passed through many years as if we're in a prison.
我们可能在一个没有办法解决的关系的难处里头。
Perhaps we're in a difficulty where there seems to be no solution to the relationship.
今天我们需要神来开启我们。
But we need the Lord to reveal Himself to us.
他的恩典是够我们用。
That His grace is sufficient.
他的能力要在我们的软弱上显得。
And His power can be made perfect in our weakness.
弟兄姐妹，我们不能再靠我们自己。
No longer relying on ourselves.
因为恩典不是出于我们自己。
Because grace is not of ourselves.
恩典也不是因着我们的行为。
And grace is not because of our actions, not of our works.
恩典乃是神白白的赐给我们。
But it is because He gave us His grace freely.
恩典乃是没有条件的要供应我们。
And unconditionally, He supplies us with endless grace.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们不能够再向神求更多的恩典。
Today we cannot ask the Lord for more grace, more grace.
因为我们所需要所有的恩典，神已经在他儿子里面赐给了我们。
Because all the grace that we need has already been supplied in His Son Jesus Christ.
今天圣灵在我们里面所要做的工作。
And so the work of the Holy Spirit is
要叫我们能够来经历这个恩典
is so that we can come to experience Him.
当我们需要忍耐的时候
when we need more endurance,
我们不再靠我们自己
we no longer need to trust in ourselves.
我们乃是回到主的面前
but to return before the Lord.
回到我们里面
return within us.
我们来仰望圣灵，把基督的忍耐能够制作、组织在我们的里头。
To look to the Holy Spirit so that the patience of Christ can be made whole in us.
或许今天我们是一个脾气比较暴烈的人。
Perhaps we have a hot temper.
我们曾经许多的年日，我们盼望能够改过来。
We have spent many years hoping and wishing that we can change.
然而我们却一次一次的又失败。
But time after time we have failed.
所以你们今天。应当是那个日子。
But today can be the day.
我们应当要回转来向着我们的主。
Today is the day that we return to the Lord.
我们实在是仰望圣灵能够再借着十字架来除去我们里面的这个己。
We look to the Holy Spirit to use the cross to cross away ourselves.
叫我们不再靠我们自己。
That we no longer can need to trust in ourselves.
叫我们不再认为我们可以改变我们自己。
We no longer need to think or or hope that we can change ourselves.
我们愿意在难处的里头，我们愿意降服下来。
But in difficulties, we can surrender ourselves.
我们向主说，主啊，我不能。
And to come before the Lord to say, Lord, I cannot.
但主，我相信你能。
But I trust that you can.
我们就要经历到圣灵如何将基督的温柔制作在我们里面。
That we can experience how the Lord, how the Holy Spirit can build up.The gentleness of Christ in us.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见保罗他在写信给哥林多教会的时候，他就做了这样的见证。
We see Paul gave this testimony as he wrote to the church of Corinth.
虽然他为着神的国和为着基督的福音受了许多的患难。
Even though he suffered tribulation because of the gospel.
然而他知道这些的患难乃是叫他能够学习，能够。经历神的恩典。
But he knew that all these sufferings is so that he can come to experience and learn the grace of God.
而让这些恩典组织在他的身上。
That these grace can be built up in him.
所以当其他的弟兄姐妹也遭受患难的时候。
So when other brothers and sisters are also suffering.
我们看见保罗就能够在神的手中成为那安慰别人的那个器皿。
That he can become a vessel that comforts others.
他能够把他所从主所领受的恩典能够流露。给其他的弟兄姐妹。
So that the grace he has received from his suffering can be supplied to others who are suffering.
弟兄姐妹，这实在是我们何等的指望。
And this is our hope.
因为神已经将全丰全足的恩典已经赐给了我们。
Because he has already given us this all sufficient grace.
基督在我们里面就是那恩典的源头。
That Christ in us is the springhead of all grace.
所以我们要回到我们的里面。
So that we need to return to the inside of the inner
man. 我们要回到主的面前。
To come back before Christ.
让基督活在我们里面。
To allow Him to live in us.
就像保罗在加拉太书二章二十节所说的。
Just as Paul said in Galatians 2:20.
如今活着不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in us.
当基督在我们里面活出来的时候。
So when Christ lives out from within me.
恩典就流露出来。
And grace will be lifted out from.
弟兄姐妹，这是神今天在我们身上所赐给我们的一个指望。
Brothers and sisters, this is the hope that God has given us.
这是神在我们身上拯救我们的心意。
And this is the purpose of His salvation in our lives.
神不仅盼望我们一个一个的能够成为一个恩典流露的器皿。
Not only He desires for us to become vessels that expresses His grace.
神更要得着我们成为一个团体的器皿。
But He also wants to gain a corporate vessel
来彰显他的恩典
to manifest his grace
来流露他的恩典
to express his grace
好叫这世上的人
so even the people of the world
就像当初的罪人和税吏
as the sinners and the tax collectors in the time of Jesus
他们能够被主的恩典吸引到主的面前
how they were attracted to the Lord by the grace of God
今天我们何等盼望
how we also desire
当主在我们中间显现的时候
As he himself manifests himself from us,
神的恩典也能够流露出来
That the grace of God can be outflowed from us
能够吸引这世上许多无望的人
That he can attract many people who are without hope
可能许多受罪恶所捆绑的人
Even those who are imprisoned by sin
或是在艰难中的人
Or in difficulties
他们能够因着在我们中间有恩典的流露 他们也能够被吸引到主的面前。
That because of the grace that they can see that expresses through us, they can be attracted to the Lord.
懂你们，这一切都不是你我所能做的。
And this is nothing that we can do.
这一切都是神借的恩典在我们身上所要做成的。
But this is the work of God through grace that He wants to work in us.
感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise Him.
就像刚刚弟兄带领我们所唱的那首诗歌。
Just as the hymn that our brother led us to sing.
恩典够我用
All sufficient grace
永不敢力穷
And ever exhaustless grace
基督活在我心中
Christ within our heart
在我们卑微的人心中
And Christ has a dwelling place in our humble heart
愿主能够在我们中间来恢复他自己的心意
So may the Lord truly restore his purpose within us
来得着一个恩典的器皿
That he can gain vessels of grace
好像我们能够成为这个世代的光成为这世代的盐
We can be light and salt to this world
好叫我们成为这个世代的灯台
That we can be the lampstand in this dark age
成为这个世代的见证
Can be a testimony for God
叫我们能够成为神恩典流露的器皿
That we can be vessels that he can express his grace
愿更多的人能够来归向我们
That more men come to the Lord
那我们再一起低头有点祷告
Let's bow our head in further prayers
主，我们的心感谢赞美你。
Lord, our heart thank you and praise you.
主，虽然我们常常说恩典
，even though we talk about grace very often，
然而我们却不够真实的认识恩典。
But so often we do not know your grace.
主，感谢你把这样一个全丰全足的恩典赐给了我们。
We thank you for giving us your all-sufficient grace.
就是基督耶稣住在我们的心里。
That is Christ Jesus who dwells in our heart.
主，愿我们真是能够把自己交在你的手中。
Lord, we want to surrender ourselves into your hands.
让你用恩典来制作我们。
So that you can mold us and build us up in your grace.
把这恩典的性情能够制作在我们的身上。
That your character grace can be built up in our lives.
叫我们在这样一个最末了的时代里。
That in this very end time.
能够成为你自己恩典的器皿。
That we can be a vessel of grace.
能够流露恩典。
So that we can express and manifest grace. 能够彰显恩典。And to express grace,
能够吸引更多的人来归向你
so that we can attract more to come and follow after you.
愿你的心意在我们身上早日得着成就
Lord, may your purpose and your desire be accomplished in us.
愿颂赞荣耀都归给你
So all praises and glory and honor be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.